Okay, so today we are diving headfirst into the world of fitness trackers.
Ooh, yeah.
And specifically, the two really big names that I feel like are on everyone's minds right now if you're thinking about this, Fitbit and Apple Watch. You know, we've got a ton of research actually that you sent us on this, including this 2024 comparison from Very Well Fit. So clearly, you are ready to make a decision and figure out which one of these is right for you.
It is the perfect time to be thinking about this because the technology is changing so fast. I mean, what was top of the line even 6 months ago might be outdated now.
Right. Like every week, it feels like there's a new sensor
Seriously?
promising to like unlock some like next level fitness.
Yeah.
But before we get too far into that, I think it's important to take a step back
Yeah.
and just talk about what each brand kind of brings to the table, you know, their strengths, what they're all about.
Yeah, let's start with Fitbit. I mean, they have built a name for themselves really as like the dedicated fitness tracker. And what's really cool about them is how many different kinds of users they cater to. You've got like your very basic tracker if you just want to keep an eye on like your steps or maybe how you're sleeping, all the way up to like full-blown smartwatches that rival the Apple Watch in terms of features.
And honestly, their designs, they're really sleek. Like nobody wants to wear something that looks like a mini computer from the 90s on their
Oh,
wrists.
totally.
And also, this is a big one for a lot of people, Fitbit works with Android and iOS. So you're not like locked into one or the other.
Which is huge. That cross compatibility is really important to a lot of people. And then they've also done a great job, I think, focusing on sleep tracking, which more and more people are realizing how important that is, like how much sleep really impacts every single thing.
It's not just about like how many miles you're running. It's like, are you actually giving your body a chance to recover?
Totally.
Which is kind of what sleep is all about. But speaking of competition, let's talk Apple. The Apple Watch has definitely become like the go-to smartwatch. And you know, it's not just because it looks really nice next to your iPhone.
Right. It's a beautiful device for sure.
It's nice looking, but there's more to it.
Oh, for sure. There's a lot more to it. The integration with the entire Apple ecosystem is a big selling point. If you are deep in that world already, having everything right there on your wrist, calls, text, Apple Pay Siri, you can't beat that convenience.
That's true.
But I think even beyond that, the Apple Watch has really evolved into a pretty powerful fitness tracker.
It's not just a fancy little like notification mirror for your phone anymore.
No, it's not.
Like it's got some serious tech under the hood.
It really does. And I would say one of the key things there is the built-in GPS, which is standard on every single Apple Watch. So if you are serious about accurately tracking your runs, your hikes, your bike rides, that's a game changer. You're getting really precise data on your distance, your pace, even elevation.
So it's not messing around.
No, it's the real deal.
Okay, so we've talked about how great these are, but you didn't send us all this research just for us to be like, oh yeah, those are cool. So you want
Right.
to know which one comes out on top? Like, how do they
Yeah.
actually compare?
But that's where it gets really interesting. This Very Well Fit comparison that you sent. They really dug into the details. They looked at everything from, the very basics of like, does it track your steps? All the way to like, what's the user experience actually like? Down to like, how comfortable is it to wear? How's the design?
Yeah, let's get into the nitty-gritty.
Yeah,
No
exactly.
way, no more hype. Just the data.
Exactly.
Round one, fitness tracking.
Okay.
Just like the very basics.
So when it comes to like your core metrics, your steps, distance, calories burned, they both do a really good job. You're going to get a comprehensive picture of your daily activity with either one.
Okay, so round one's a tie.
Remy is pretty close, but
But you know, it can't be that simple.
it's never that simple.
There's got to be some differences somewhere.
Of course. So one of the things that Very Well Fit called out is that all Apple Watches have built-in GPS and automatic workout detection. So that means the watch is going to know when you start exercising and start tracking that workout for you. You don't have to like mess around with any buttons or anything.
Convenient.
Very convenient. With Fitbit, those features aren't always standard. You might have to like go for a more expensive model. To get that automatic workout tracking and the GPS accuracy,
See, that's something I feel like a lot of people probably don't realize. You just assume any fitness tracker these days is going to have
you just
GPS.
assume.
But that's not always the case.
No.
So if that's something that's really important to you,
Right.
like if you need that really accurate data for your runs.
Yes. Especially for things like distance and pace. If you're doing stuff outside, super important.
Got to make sure that you're getting a device that actually has that.
For sure.
Okay. So Maybe a point deducted from Fitbit for not having that as like a universal thing.
Yeah, I think so.
But let's talk about the data itself. Like, how accurate is this stuff really?
That's a good question because, I mean, it doesn't matter how much data it's collecting if it's not accurate data.
Totally.
So the good news is both brands scored very high on accuracy for both heart rate and activity tracking.
Okay, so I can trust these numbers.
You can trust them.
Even when maybe I want to lie to myself a little bit.
Yes, even when you want to round up, they're going to
Exactly.
keep you honest.
Okay, but there's always a but.
There's a little nuance here.
Okay.
Remember the built-in GPS we were talking about with the Apple Watch?
Yeah.
That does give it a bit of an edge in terms of overall accuracy, especially for distance and pace tracking.
Makes sense.
So Fitbit's trackers that do have GPS are very accurate, but it's not a given across the board.
Gotcha. So you really have to do your research before
Yes.
you just click buy.
Read those specs carefully.
Okay. So we've talked about data, we've talked about accuracy, but let's move beyond the tech specs for a second and talk about what's it actually like to use these things. Because at the end of the day, nobody wants to be like fighting with their fitness tracker.
Right. Usability is key.
Yeah. So what did they have to say about just like the overall user experience for both of these?
You know, they both actually got really high marks for being user-friendly, like setting them up, tracking your workouts, navigating all the menus. It's all supposed to be pretty intuitive, even if you're not like a tech wizard.
Okay, that's good. But you know how sometimes, even if something is supposed to be easy, one of them you just like vibe with better?
Yes.
Did they have a feeling about like which one kind of felt more intuitive?
They gave Apple a slight edge there,
Okay.
which I think makes sense. Yeah, Apple has really like perfected that thing
Yeah.
of making technology feel invisible. So if you're already used to the way like iPhones work and just like the way Apple software works, it translates really well to the Apple Watch.
You're already in that world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Fitbit didn't totally lose in this round though, right? Oh no, not at all. I mean, they've been around long enough to know
Yeah.
how important it is to have like a good user experience. And let's not forget about style.
Oh, yeah.
This is round four, design and comfort. And Fitbit really shined in this area.
See?
They have such a great range of styles and sizes,
Yes.
from like the super slim activity bands to like full-on smartwatches with the bigger screens. There's something for everybody.
And they're nice looking.
They
I mean, like,
are.
I actually really like the way Fitbits look.
They've stepped up their game.
They have.
And, you know, both brands get points for offering interchangeable bands, so you can kind of personalize it.
Yeah.
Whether you're going for like a sporty look
Yeah.
or something a little more stylish,
Yeah, you gotta have options.
you gotta have options.
Gotcha.
And then in terms of comfort, they did call out Fitbit's silicone bands as being really comfy for all-day wear.
Okay, so maybe Apple is a little sleeker,
Maybe a little.
but Fitbit is like the comfort winner.
I think so.
Okay. I'm sensing a theme here. Each one has its strengths.
It's true.
Let's talk battery life.
Okay.
Because what good is a fitness tracker if it's always dying?
Right. You don't want to be tethered to a charger.
You're trying to be out there, living
Exactly.
your best active life.
And this is an area where Fitbit really takes the crown. I mean, they're known for their battery life. Most of their models last like a solid 6 to 7 days on a single charge.
6 to 7 days.
Yeah, it's incredible.
My phone can barely make it 24 hours.
I know, it's amazing.
That's really impressive.
What about the Apple Watch?
What about it?
So Apple Watch, unfortunately, you're looking at about 18 hours max. So you are going to be charging it every night, basically. Although the new Ultra model does have a longer battery life.
Okay.
It's more than the standard 18 hours, but still not even close to what Fitbit's pulling off.
Not even close to 6 days.
No.
Okay, so Fitbit is the clear winner on battery.
I think so.
But you know what they say. Sometimes you have to sacrifice longevity for convenience.
I was
An
going to
Apple
say,
Watch is very convenient
so super
with
convenient.
all of its features. And speaking of, that
Yes.
brings us to our final round,
The battle of the extras.
a battle of the bonus
And this
features.
is where Apple really shines. It's
Okay.
got everything. You've got your alarms, your timers, a full app store. The Ultra model even has safety features. It's like a mini computer.
It's very impressive.
It
You
is.
can't deny that it's very cool.
It's very cool.
Fitbit has some smartwatch capabilities now,
It does,
in
but
terms of just like
the
the
extras,
alarm.
the wow factor.
Welcome, Apple, all the
Yeah,
way.
Apple definitely wins on the wow factor.
Okay,
Don't
but
even.
all those bells and whistles gotta cost something.
They do. And that's an important thing to think about. So Fitbit, much wider range of prices, starting as low as $60 for their basic trackers, and then going up to about $300 for their more advanced smartwatches.
Okay. So very accessible.
Very accessible.
Even if you're on a budget Apple, not so much.
Not so much.
I have a feeling Apple's not really known for its budget options.
Not really. Definitely a premium device. You're starting at about $250, and that's for the entry-level model.
Yeah.
And if you want all the bells and whistles,
yeah,
especially that new Ultra we were talking about, you're looking at close to $800.
Okay. Yeah. So pretty significant difference there.
Pretty significant.
In terms of price, it seems like, with both of these. It really comes down to, what are your priorities?
Yeah, what's most important to you?
What do you value?
Exactly.
Are you looking for something that has every single possible feature? Or are you okay with, you know, something a little simpler?
A little more streamlined.
But that has that amazing battery life.
Right.
And maybe is a little easier on the wallet.
It's a tough decision.
It is a tough decision. It's almost too close to call.
Almost. But remember that very well-fit comparison we were talking about?
Yeah.
They did actually have an overall winner.
Oh, they did?
They did. So based on their testing and analysis, they gave the edge to Fitbit.
Oh.
Mainly because of those things we were just talking about. The price.
The price is right.
The battery life is amazing.
It's amazing.
And just their overall focus on really comprehensive health and fitness tracking.
That makes sense. But they didn't totally shut down the Apple Watch, did they?
No. Yeah. No, they didn't. They made it very clear that. If you are someone who's already really plugged into the Apple world.
Yeah, you're living that Apple life.
You're living that Apple life.
Yeah.
And you want something that can basically do it all. And you're not as worried about the price. And you don't mind charging it every night.
Yeah.
It's still an excellent choice.
So it sounds like.
What?
Once again, it really comes down to what matters to you.
What do you need?
What are you looking for in a device? Do you want something that's like really your fitness companion?
Your workout buddy.
Yeah. That's going to be there for you.
That's going to keep going.
With that amazing battery life.
And not break the bank.
And not break the bank.
Fitbit might be the way to go.
Fitbit. It's right. If you are looking for, you know, a smartwatch.
To do it all.
That does it all.
Seamlessly integrates.
Works with everything else you've got going on.
Looks beautiful.
Even if it means charging it every night.
Yeah.
And spending a little bit more.
Apple Watch is calling your name.
Apple Watch might be your winner. So there you have it. The battle of the fitness trackers. It's a close one.
It's a close one.
Now, there's no knockout winner. But with these insights, hopefully you are feeling
empowered.
Empowered to make the decision that is right for you.
Absolutely. And remember, it's not really about the device itself. It's about how you use it.
That's such a good point.
To live a healthier and happier life.
Yes. Couldn't have said it better myself. So as you're making this decision, here's something to think about. We've talked a lot about like features, all that stuff. But what about the human element of fitness?
Oh, that's interesting.
How important is like the social connection?
The community.
Community to you
and
to your fitness journey. Is that something that you really value? Is that something that you're looking for in a device?
Yeah. Does it connect to your other apps?
Exactly. Does it help you find classes? Does it help you find friends to work out with?
That's a great point.
So that's something to consider too, as you're kind of comparing these two.
Yeah.
And figuring out which one is right for you.
But that is all the time we have for today's deep dive.
It went so fast.
I know. We'll be back next time with another episode.
Can't wait.
Until then, keep exploring, keep moving, and keep that brain engaged.